Ladies and gentlemen, welcome on board. Please stay tuned as you'll be hearing from your retirement navigator, Bruce Gray, shortly. We ask that you place all avoidable fees within your retirement plan in the overhead bin. We'll be departing shortly.
Welcome to the Retirement Navigator with Bruce Gray. Bruce is a financial advisor and the founder of GPC Financial Services. He's a former member of our country's Air Force and is a proud author of the helpful book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? Stay tuned throughout the next hour for information and education that can bring you financial peace of mind as you travel to that wonderful destination of retirement.
We've reached our cruising altitude. You are now free to move about retirement.
Hello and welcome. It is the Retirement Navigator. John Stillman here alongside Bruce Gray, the founder of GPC Financial Services. He's also the author of Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? And if you'd like to get in touch with Bruce and the team, the number to call is 855-677-4040. 855-677-4040. Bruce, it's not often that we talk about politics on this show, but there are times when the political world and the financial world intersect. And obviously this week is the prime example of that. Wanted to get your opinion. And first of all, how are you, by the way?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing great. Good to talk with you.
And the good news is we're going to save money.
I guess.
Because, yeah, we don't have to furnish this guy an airplane.
Yeah. He's already got his money.
BYOA,
bring your own airplane. BYOJ, I guess, bring your own jet.
Well, close enough.
So let's talk about what we saw earlier this week. Tuesday night, surprise victory for Trump. The futures on Tuesday night, the S&P futures, made it look like we were going to have a really bad opening in the market on Wednesday morning, and we didn't. Why?
Well, and I hope everybody in our listening audience really picks up on that, because many people are prone to listen to an opinion of somebody, maybe, you know, newscasters, and they're great for newscasting. I don't know that you want to listen to them and take advice as to how to invest your money. It certainly hasn't shown through history that that's worked for anybody, John, and I've paid particular attention to it, as you have, and they were predicting that the market would be down significantly today. That just didn't happen. I mean, the market came up, and it's been it's doing just fine. It's not breaking any records, but the ramifications that were broadcast or pontificated would happen just didn't happen. And the question then becomes to you and I and people who are investment advisors, will he be good for our economy? And I think that being a man who lauds business and builds business, that he should be good for our economy and that we should see a fairly significant upcycle. How do you feel about it?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. It's a lot to take in right now, and we certainly have to see how things unfold. I mean, if you've watched Trump's behavior for the last 15 or 20 years, I don't think we can reasonably say how a President Trump will behave. Who knows? But
I got in trouble over it, by the way.
Yeah. And, you know, usually you do think of the Republican as being the more pro-business candidate, although that almost seemed different in this race, where, you know, Trump's a real estate guy, and usually the stock market, Wall Street guys hate the real estate guys. You know, Hillary was very seemingly pro-Wall Street. So I don't know. It's very strange. It's time to be alive.
Well, I may get some nasty calls from the U.S. government or from anybody over this next comment, but ladies and gentlemen, understand this. People within our congressional area have been the biggest inside traders in the world. There's a reason why somebody would spend $1 million in campaigning to get a job that pays them $150,000 a year or $200,000 or what they pay today. That just doesn't make sense to a person who balances their X and O's. But it does make sense when you understand that if you're in on the inside and you know what legislation is being passed and how it will potentially affect certain market areas, that you could buy futures or calls, if you will, on various stocks that would be affected by that administration, and that you would do well. And I will say it unabashedly, most of the people who come out of our government after spending some years there come out very comfortably indeed. Is that just something that goes with the weather? I don't think so, because their salaries don't demand that kind of growth. So there is no question, John, no question at all that the government has a great big impact on our markets today. And by the way, the economists of old and even the economists today are strongly against that, and strongly against the government manipulating interest rates and funding as they do, because they believe the market is a process that will find its own equilibrium left to itself.
Well, I think the main takeaway that we want to get from this whole ordeal is that you want to have a retirement plan that works for you. And that's not a retirement plan that works for somebody else, but a retirement plan that works for you, first of all. And you want that plan to work regardless of what's going on in the world around you. So let's talk about those two components individually. First of all, the importance of a plan that works for you, a plan that's customized.
Well, and that's what a good advisor will do for you, John. And as you well know, you need to sit down and make a plan that fits that person's wants, needs, and concerns. And here's the thing, if we put together financial retirement plans that was betting on the ramifications of a presidential candidate or a senatorial movement, that's just not going to work. Your retirement plan has to be there whether the times are good or whether the times are bad. Whether the market is up or the market is down, you're still going to have to pay your house payment or the bills to make your house run. You're going to have food payments, gas in the car, and clothes on your back, and all those things are still going to be no matter who is president and no matter which administration is currently more in control of our government. So we put together plans that will withstand the ups and the downs. And you say, how could the ups be bad? Well, the ups can be bad if you're betting on the downs, as an example. If you were shorting the market because you thought Trump's election would cause the market to drop, you just lost some money. So we don't put together retirement plans in that fashion. In fact, I tell people, look, if you're a big risk taker and you can afford to be a big risk taker, I will talk with you about some things that can be done that we can show you how to make some tremendous gains. But first of all, I'm not going to sit across the table from you 15 years from now or 5 years from now and explain why half of your money's gone from your retirement account. So first of all, we have to take care of the first business first, and that is putting together securely and properly a retirement plan that will last through all rainstorms. And then we can talk about taking risks on any monies that you can afford to lose. And I think that makes a ton of sense, don't you?
Makes sense to me, and I think a lot of people don't understand that you can actually have a plan that gives you peace of mind regardless of what's going on in the world around you. I can think of a couple of clients who used to freak out every time the market had a little hiccup. But then I say, well, let's go back to the plan. Let's look at when you need that money. Oh, looky here. We don't actually need that money that you're worried about for 13 years. So who cares what it's doing this week? We don't need any income from that bucket of money for more than a decade. And it takes a while to get used to that mindset, because you feel like once you retire, once you're no longer earning a paycheck, that you can't have any risk with any of your money. Well, that's not true. We can't have risk with the money that we need tomorrow for income, right? But money that we don't need for 15 years, it's a different story.
Well, and I have to be candid with you. When I first started in the business, the movements of the market made me jittery, even as a young planner. Holy cow. you learn that, listen, the real traders, the Warren Buffetts and the Ray Dalios and people who really play the market do not take maximum risk on their maximum portfolio. They do not do that. They've learned that you need to hedge your bet. And that's exactly what we do with a decent retirement plan, John. It's got to work good times, bad times, all the time. And that's what we do for our clients. So folks, if you have any questions, GPC is a company that can give you those answers. Simply give us a call and we'll be glad to sit down with you. And John will give you the number. And by the way, we'll also give you a copy of a book.
And that book is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? Helpful for you, but not as helpful as the analysis that you'll get from Bruce and the team at GPC when you come in to visit. Bruce, give us an idea of exactly what happens. When somebody picks up the phone and calls you, They're going to leave a message. They're going to get a call back from you or Ted or somebody on the team at GPC to either answer their question or find a time to come sit down face-to-face and have a chat with you. When they come in to visit, what does it look like? What happens?
Yeah, before they even come in, we ask them what their concerns are because, frankly, there's some problems that we solve on the telephone right there, and they don't warrant a visit. But when people do come in, we'll sit down, and we want to talk with them about what their vision is, what they want to accomplish. Are you an aggressive investor? Are you a conservative person? How do you fit in? What do you have to work with? What do you expect out of that? It's really a logical process, but it is a fairly detailed process because if you don't want anybody performing heart surgery on you if they're not well familiar with the details, and you don't want anybody giving you recommendations on your money if they don't have the details. When we determine what your risk factor is, what your needs are, how much money you're going to have in retirement, what do you need? Do you have children and grandchildren you're putting through school? There's a whole lot of things that go into it. Then we set up a plan that will cover your basic needs first and the peripheral needs with the monies that you care to allocate to that later. And that's hugely important in a retirement plan. We will cover some very important points. We'll cover medical costs. What are you going to do about them? We're going to cover taxation. We're going to cover having a secure income. There are several components to a good retirement plan. And if you skip any of them, you're really in danger of making a very, very big mistake because one hole in the boat can sink it, is really what it boils down to.
So if you'd like to come in, sit down with Bruce and the team at GPC Financial, the number to call is 855-677-4040, 855-677-4040. You leave your information, they'll reach back out to you and provide help in whatever area it is that you need help. If you want to come in and visit, you can do that on a complimentary basis. Take an hour or an hour and a half to ask whatever questions are on your mind about your retirement plan. Get their philosophy on a couple of different issues that you might be facing. But also let them ask you some questions. Maybe reveal some things that you need to be thinking about that you haven't thought about before. Maybe look at things from a different angle. That's what the team at GPC Financial Services can help you do. Again, 855-677-4040 is the number. You'll also get a copy of Bruce's book when you come in to visit. Again, 855-677-4040. Plenty more to talk about on today's program. We did obviously want to lead the show today with some looking back at the election and how we should be preparing our portfolios moving forward, but don't want to dwell on that the whole time, so we'll move on to some other retirement planning topics here in just a moment. We'll talk with Ted Porter, Vice President at GPC Financial. When we come back, you're listening to The Retirement Navigator.
GPC Financial Services was built on a commitment to the senior community, and your retirement navigators, Bruce Gray and Ted Porter, work tirelessly to make sure your needs are met as you prepare for retirement. Come in for a visit with the team and get a retirement plan that will leave your finances protected in the future. Call 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040.
The Red Zone is for immediate retirement planning and financial education only. There's no planning in the White Zone.
It is the Retirement Navigator, John Stillman, now joined by Ted Porter, the Vice President at GPC Financial Services. Teddy, how are you?
I'm good, John. I am good. Life is beautiful out here in sunny California.
Yep. Well, always good to talk with you and certainly appreciate your wisdom. By the way, if you'd like a piece of Ted and Bruce's wisdom for yourself, you can set that up by simply calling 855-677-4040, 855-677-4040. No cost or obligation if you'd like to come in for a financial review with them. And Ted, let's talk about some important birthdays, landmark birthdays. Now, these are not birthdays that you've had, although I'm sure you've had some fun parties over the years. What we're talking about is, from a retirement planning perspective, some important birthdays you should be thinking about. The 50th birthday, what's important about that?
You know, it's funny. My wife, Jackie, organized a big shindig for my 50th, and she called it Dino Day.
Yeah.
So, you know, we had a good time. And you know, so traditionally we see, you know, landmark birthdays like Sweet 16 and you turn 21, now you get to legally imbibe in California, the 30-something. So the 50th, the big 50, and so on. So, you know, we have these landmark birthdays. From a financial perspective, though, when you turn 50, you move into the ability to begin what are called catch-up contributions for your IRAs, your 401ks, your 403bs, and your retirement accounts. This allows us to make additional contributions into our retirement accounts in case we started late in the process. So the IRS gives us some additional catch-up provisions that people take advantage of. So that's, from a financial perspective, that what comes to mind on the 50th birthday.
So be sure that you're taking advantage of those if indeed it makes sense for you. What about the 55th birthday, Ted? A little obscure fact about turning 55 that a lot of people aren't aware of.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that if, for example, folks, if you leave your job after turning 55, you can take withdrawals from your 401k without early withdrawal penalties. Now, you're still going to have to pay tax, income tax on that withdrawal, but if you qualify, you will not have to pay the additional 10% penalty. Now, if you qualify means, and you want to keep this in mind, is that this early withdrawal penalty, it's waived, and it only applies to the account of which the job that you just left. So there are some exceptions to this provision that may prevent you from doing it. So you always want to be sure to get advice from the right folks who are qualified to give you the straight scoop on these things. But that's kind of an obscure rule the IRS has, a lot of people don't know about. But once again, it applies to specific situations and it applies to the account that you're just left for the job. And now you need perhaps some distribution from that money.
Keep that in mind. Just because you can take from that account doesn't mean that you should, but part of the tax code that a lot of people aren't aware of. 59 and a half, not a birthday, but a half birthday, Ted. Why is that important?
Well, it means that you're 6 months away from turning the big 6-0, John.
Yeah.
You know, time has a real tendency to speed up as we get closer and closer to retirement. And, you know, it's an amazing thing, Johnny Boy. But having said that, life is a wonderful journey. And what the 59 and a half birthday date means in financial terms is that now you're eligible to withdraw monies, if needed, from your tax-qualified retirement accounts without the 10% penalty. So once again, when people come to us, our clients, and say, you know, we're thinking we need this, well, we look at all those ramifications and are there other accounts that are set up that perhaps won't have that taxation if you take money out. Certain cases you have to, but we help people determine what that looks like. And the main thing is that you won't be penalized if you're 59 and a half and you need to take money out of your tax qualified account.
And again, just because you're 59 and a half doesn't necessarily mean you should take money out of your tax deferred accounts. It just means you can without penalty. 62 would be our next age landmark, Ted. Why is 62 important?
Well, you know, depending on your date of birth, your full retirement age can be determined by Social Security at, let's say, 66 or 67, earlier or later. But for most folks who listen to our program on KSFO, we find that, you know, full retirement age is 65, 66, or 67, typically speaking. Although we have a younger audience that is listening to our program and who call in for their complimentary financial MRI, and we're always delighted to meet with them as well. But you must be very careful that if you're drawing upon your Social Security benefits early, which 62 birthday represents, you have to understand that your income will be reduced $1 for every $2 that you earn over $15,000 and change. I don't have that exact figure in front of me, but you have to be very specific and understand taking early Social Security benefits when you're still working can upset that income amount. So what you really need to do, folks, is to chat with us on planning or strategizing your Social Security to be sure that you're taking full advantage of your options. And we can help you with that process. So call Bruce and I if you have any questions. Delighted to help you.
Again, if you'd like to call, the number is 855-677-4040, 855-677-4040. Ted, 65, another important birthday we should mention here. Why is 65 a landmark?
Well, the magic age of federal Medicare eligibility. And, you know, for most folks who are retired or close to retirement and turning age 65, they become eligible for federal Medicare. So you want to work with Social Security or go online and sign up for Medicare A, which is your hospitalization, and Medicare B, which is your outpatient care, at least 3 months prior to your 65th birthday. And then you can decide what type of supplement to go over the top of A and B to help you. But now remember, folks, a lot of people don't understand this, is if you're still working full-time for an employer who offers a qualified employer group plan, you do not have to sign up for Medicare Part B, which is income-based premium. You can delay your Medicare benefits for as long as you're still working and have this group coverage. And believe me, we help many, many folks and large companies understand the Medicare maze. And once again, feel free to call us on our toll-free line and we can help you navigate this huge Medicare system so you're not left with confusion and make wrong choices, which can cost you money or lose options that you're available for. So that's the 65th birthday, federal Medicare eligibility.
Be sure you understand how all that works and what your options are in terms of supplements and all that. Ted, let's skip ahead to another very important birthday, which is 70 and a half. Well, again, not really a birthday, but half birthday. Why is 70 and a half so important?
Well, required minimum distributions, RMDs, become mandatory according to IRS regulations, John. And there's an actual table that is set up to determine how much you're required to distribute depending upon your age. For example, the required minimum distribution divisor starts out at 27.4. Now, that's divided into all of your eligible tax-qualified IRAs, 401ks, 403bs, 457s, whatever they are monies. And the amount that that's divided into is determined about what all those accounts equaled at on December 31st of the prior tax year. So you don't want to miss that date of distribution because then you become a 50% penalty receiver by missing when you should be taking those distributions out. And you know what's interesting as well, a lot of people may not know this, if you're still working and you're contributing to a 401k and you're turn 70 and a half, you don't have to take distributions out of that money. You'll have to take them out of the other tax qualified accounts. But if you're still going to work and make money and contribute to the 401k, then until you retire, you don't have to take distributions from that account. But once again, folks, always check with your CPA or licensed tax advisor for any of these things. Bruce and I know a lot about taxes because we work with them all the time, but we're not qualified licensed professionals in that arena. So you always want to check with an advisor.
And Ted, not to be too corny, but none of these birthdays that we've talked about are as important as your current age or your next birthday, you know, in terms of a retirement planning perspective.
That's right. I think the most important birthday, Johnny, when you get down to brass tacks, is your next one. So stay healthy, stay positive. And having said that, folks, what Bruce and I offer each week, we think is a terrific service. And we want to offer to the next 10 callers what we call our financial MRI. And if you have the questions that come up, we will take the next 10 callers and hopefully we can accommodate everybody. We got a lot of calls last week on this as well, but it just depends on what your calendar looks like and our calendar looks like for the next few weeks. But pick up the phone and call us. We call it a financial MRI because we're going to take a snapshot of your retirement plan. And that way you can have a clear picture of where you stand now and where you're headed if you maintain your current course. A lot of people simply don't know where they're headed, and the effects of the market, how it goes up and down, can create fear and misunderstanding. So the financial MRI helps to clarify that. We'll also run a stress test on your portfolio to give you a feel for what kind of risk you have in your current investments. And if we have another downturn like we did in 2008, how much can you stand to lose? Or if we have another great bull market like we did in 2013, what's your upside look like for you? And finally, folks, we're going to show you what a lifetime income plan really looks like. The biggest financial fear for most people is outliving their money. It wasn't always that way. So we'll show you how best to invest your retirement savings to be sure that the paychecks keep coming in for as long as you live. And so if this resonates to you today, give us a call, pick up the phone. We'll take the first 10 callers, possibly more depending upon how flexible your schedule is. But let's sit down for your financial MRI and see where you stand, because what really matters to Bruce and I on the Retirement Navigator, folks, is that when you come in for your visit, we will always give you an honest answer to each and every question, each and every time. We're delighted to provide this service for you.
So again, if you're a retiree or a pre-retiree, this is a great opportunity for you to get a second opinion at no cost to you. 855-677-4040 is the number, 855-677-4040. Come on in for a complimentary analysis of your portfolio. Get some good customized retirement planning advice from the team at GPC Financial. It's your chance to really get an extension of the education that we try to offer you here on the program. 855-677-4040 is the number to call. 855-677-4040. You're listening to The Retirement Navigator. Plenty more to come. Today, stay tuned.
More and more Americans must now depend on personal savings to last them and their loved ones through retirement. Trying to save and build a financial foundation to support yourself for the rest of your life can seem like a big challenge, but there is help available by calling Bruce Gray and his team at GPC Financial Services. Call them at 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040.
Bad news. The market is getting thinner, but your portfolio's getting larger.
Rolling along, it is the Retirement Navigator talking once again with Ted Porter, Vice President at GPC Financial Services. If you'd like to get in touch with Ted and the team, the number to call is 855-677-4040. When you're planning your retirement, there are a lot of things that are just unpredictable. And Ted's an unpredictable guy, so we want to turn to him as the expert on this, right, Teddy?
Oh, yes, sir.
A lot of things we just don't know how to predict, but we know we need to plan around.
Talking to my wife, John, by the way.
Yeah, she sent me a note before the show. A lot of things that we need to plan for, we just don't know how they're going to pan out. So I want you to tell me how you plan around these things that are so unpredictable, like life expectancy or longevity. Nobody knows how long they're going to live unless Dr. Kevorkian is involved.
Yeah, oh boy. Well, you know what's interesting about that, this life expectancy longevity tables, when Social Security was created and enacted back in the mid-30s, the average life expectancy for males was the ripe old age of 65. And for women, it was approximately 68, 69. So the Social Security tables were set up with life expectancies that we're just getting started today at age 65. So in just a relatively short period of time, when you think about it, we have now moved to the new longevity tables that state that the average couple who reaches the ripe old age of 65 together, they have more than a 75% chance of living well into their late 80s and 90s. Now, that's significant. So the new normal, in our opinion, is the every retirement conversation and planning strategy, they must include lifetime income planning that will stand the test of time, folks, of longevity and new life expectancy. And I think, as we've mentioned in the past, one of the top three concerns that face our seniors today is the fear of running out of money in retirement. And so planning for lifetime income is one of our top priorities when we address in our discussions with our folks. So we prepare for the long run and not miss that income check in the mail every month. for as long as you live and your spouse lives. So the life expectancy longevity is unpredictable, but we try to plan like we're going to have the best, and we think and we hope for the best, but we plan for the worst in case, you know, people are living longer and they need those paychecks to keep coming in.
Another thing that's unpredictable is changes in interest rates. I mean, we know they're going to go up from where they are now. We just don't know when, and we don't know how quickly.
Correct. I mean, we haven't seen much of interest rate changes over the past several years, have we? I mean, they've been held down, and it's been on purpose to try to stabilize our volatile economy and drive up consumer spending and therefore create new jobs. And the words of Dr. Phil, well, how's that working for you? You know, so we have been somewhat skeptical on the jobs reports that we've seen due to the fact that many folks have simply given up looking for work. Now, interest rates go hand in hand with inflation rates, folks, and therefore, when we see interest rate hikes and inflation begins again, the savers who have their monies parked in cash or money market securities will obviously see higher interest rate gains on their savings accounts. However, for those investors who have their retirement monies in bonds or bond funds, the only way their value is going is down. Bonds react adversely to interest rate increases and positively when interest rates decrease. So make a note of this, folks, and feel free to pick up the phone and call Bruce and I, and we can walk you through an understanding of how the situation will either positively or negatively affect your retirement nest egg.
Again, 855-677-4040 if you'd like that analysis done for yourself. 855-677-4040. A lot of people aren't aware of the loss that they'll have in their bond funds and their portfolio if interest rates go up. So that stress test can be very beneficial to you to see if we have an interest rate spike, or not even spike, but if they just go up over the course of the next few years, how is that going to affect what you feel is the conservative part of your portfolio? Again, 855-677-4040. Ted, tax rates are also unpredictable. Again, something we would expect to go up. We just don't know when, and we don't know how much.
Exactly. What do you think, John? Do you see our taxes going down in the future or going up? What do you think?
You know, people don't believe me when I tell them that we're at a historically low income tax rate environment right now, but it's true.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, everyone knows the deficit in the United States is now over $19 trillion. And you know, by the way, if you check the usdebtclock.org and get on that United States debt clock and go back to 2008, our nation's debt was about $9 trillion. And in less than 8 years, it's more than doubled. Now, you know, we have a spending addiction in Washington, folks. And if this continues, we're going to drive this nation so far in debt that our great-great-grandchildren might be bankrupt. So, and our nation has a history of inflating its way out of recessions and debts by increasing taxes and inflation. So we look very, very closely at how interest rate fluctuations affect our retirement savings, and we plan for these realities in our long-term planning strategies. We must have inflation protection and know how interest rates directly or indirectly affect our vision for retirement and how that affects our income and our plans for living out our days with those safeguards placed in our planning. So we are very aware of how taxation works, interest rate changes, these types of things. They have to be a part of a planning strategy, John. Would you agree?
Yep. Got to be sure that that's all accounted for in your retirement plan. So you can't assume that tax rates are going to be where they are right now. Last thing, and kind of the elephant in the room, Ted, when it comes to unpredictability in our retirement planning is year-to-year stock market returns. We don't know what's going to happen there.
No. And you know, in the 1980s and the 1990s, for example, John, we had the longest bull run in American history. And you could just about put money in most investments, and you were because of where the economy was, you could make money. And then came along 2000, to 2003 with the dot-com bust and 9/11 and the market loses 72%. You start to make some gains again in 2006. It's screaming up and the housing deficit, the housing debt bubble hits us. And within 7 and 9, we lose another 56% of our money. And then we kind of run in wet cement. And from 2011 to 2015, the market was screaming up. But when you take away what the real returns are on these investments and what these returns are, you find they're a lot different than perhaps what Wall Street is telling you about, folks. And Bruce and I get into that when you come in for your discussions. But stock market year-to-year returns, we have to have safeguards in place where not all of our monies are tied to market volatility. We have to have diversification, non-correlated investments that are going to stand that test of time. And these are the types of things we do with each and every one of our clients, because it's important to have stability in a volatile market. And would you agree that this market is somewhat volatile?
I think that's the best word for it, honestly. I can't come up with a better adjective.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, if you're in your 20s and 30s, volatility doesn't mean much. But when you're in your 60s and 70s on fixed income or retirement savings, you're planning on that money, that can make a big difference. And so, folks, once again, Bruce and I offer a financial MRI. And for the next 10 callers who pick up the phone and call us, we're going to offer this program to you. And a financial MRI is what we are going to do is take a, once again, a snapshot of your retirement plan. Take a look at where you are. And you can have from that process a very clear picture of where you stand now and where you're headed if you maintain your current course. You have to know where you're going, and we help to clarify that. We also run what we call a stress test on your portfolio. And this gives you the feel of what kind of risk you're actually holding in your current investments. Many people don't know what type of risk they're holding. And if we have another downturn like we did, as I mentioned, between 2007 and 2009, how much would you stand to lose now based upon how you're positioned? And if we have another great bull run, what does this mean to you on the upside, as we've seen? You know, and finally, folks, and I think this is one of the most important aspects of retirement planning these days, is that we're going to show you what a lifetime income plan really truly looks like. And the biggest financial fear, as we've mentioned, is that most folks these days feel that they could run out of money in retirement, and it is devastating if that situation happens. So we want to be sure that you have all of the pieces in place to keep you stress-free and moving forward when it comes to income planning, being sure that paychecks are coming to you both for as long as you live. So if what we've talked about today resonates with you, give us a call. Again, we can take the first 10 callers, possibly more depending upon our schedules together. But let's sit down for your financial MRI and see where we stand, because what matters to Bruce and I is we're going to give you an honest answer to each and every question, each and every time. It's our dedication and our commitment to helping our folks.
Again, 855-677-4040 if you'd like to come in for that financial review. No cost, no obligation. Just come in, sit down with Ted and the team at GPC, and ask the questions that are on your mind. Let them ask you some questions. Maybe get you thinking about things you haven't considered before. But it's a chance to get an extension of the education we try to offer you here on the show. Again, 855-677-4040 is the number to call. 855-677-4040. This is the Retirement Navigator. We'll talk with Bruce Gray again in just a moment. Coming up, stay tuned.
Want to find out more about Bruce Gray and his financial and retirement philosophies? Then pick up a copy of his latest book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? Get great retirement planning tips to make sure you're on track to get to and all the way through retirement. Stop by his office at GPC Financial Services to pick up your copy today, or call to set up time for an appointment at 855-677-4040. That's 855-677-4040. Don't forget the book, Is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? By your retirement navigator, Bruce Gray.
Time to dust off those old financial plans and hit the trail. Adventure is out there, so keep listening to your retirement navigators, Bruce Gray and Ted Porter, and let them help you find it in retirement.
Coming down the home stretch, it is the Retirement Navigator, and every week when we conclude the show, we like to answer some of your questions. If you have a question for Bruce and Ted and the team at GPC Financial, just head over to seniorchamps.com. That's seniorchamps.com. Click on the contact link. Let us know what's on your mind. We'll answer as much as we have time for on the show. Thanks to Ted Porter for joining us earlier. We're back with Bruce Gray now, the founder of GPC Financial. And Bruce, we have a question for you from Larry in Walnut Creek, who says, I started a consulting business this year in addition to my regular job, so my income is going to be really high compared to past years. Is there anything I can do to save money on taxes?
Yeah, Larry, you can tell me how you're going to start this business 1 year and have all that high income.
Yeah,
I think pretty, that's great.
Worked out well.
It didn't work for me that way.
Yeah.
I started my business in 83, I think it was.
And finally just turned a profit last year.
Made money just last year. No, but I'll tell you, it was lean for the first couple of years, especially since I was a one-person band. Larry, first of all, I think I would certainly tax defer as much as I could if indeed this is your case. You want to make certain that you're putting the maximum amount away in retirement plans. I think that's a very good thing. Also, if you're starting a business, I would consult a good tax accountant or a good tax advisor because you want to invest the money in your business and not in yourself, if at all possible in the beginning. Why? Because that's a tax deduction in many cases, rather than having a taxable entity. So I think you need to look at this tax situation from all sides. You may want your regular job to increase your 401k contributions, something along that area. You may want to, if your wife is a stay-at-home mother or homemaid, if you will, you might want to consider putting her into an IRA. You want to set aside as much money as you can, either in tax-free or tax-deferred entities. That would be the suggestion. And really, I think this needs to be just a cursory conversation. You need to take a real strong look at this and sit down and come up with some thoughts, because I don't have many details here to be more succinct. But I would do that. And by the way, Larry, and everybody else listening out there, and they're going to say this guy's crazy, I tell people often, paying income tax is a good thing. That means that you've made money. And never forget that. You know, I'll share a quick story about my mother-in-law, because my wife's family are farmers. So it was coming up to tax time last year, and she said, well, we need to buy another piece of equipment because we owe some taxes. And she said, I hate to pay taxes. Well, I've heard that many times. I really don't hate to pay taxes, because this is the greatest nation in the world, and I need to contribute some, just like I don't mind paying tithes at my church. But the fact of the matter is, I said to her, now, Mama, let's suppose that you're in a 35% tax bracket. Well, between combined federal and state, they're going to take 35%, which is pretty high, really. Probably she's not in that high an area. And she said, well, yeah, look, all right, so what are you telling me? I said, well, now, to save that 35 cents, you have to spend a dollar. So you're better off to pay the 35 cents in tax and keep the other 65 cents in profit. And she said, you know, I never thought of that that way. But a lot of people think, well, I'll just go out and buy something for a tax deduction. So you want to be certain that you're careful about that entity as well, and that you're not overpaying for that reason.
Yep. Good question, Larry. If you are indeed self-employed with that consulting business, you do have a lot of options at your disposal. But like Bruce said, you know what? There are worse things than having made money this year. So that's good.
Oh, big time.
How about Paul, who's in Campbell? Paul says, what's your opinion of investments that require you to keep your money locked up for a certain period of time? I know a lot of annuities operate that way, as well as some hedge funds. And Bruce, I guess we could add CDs to that list, too.
Yeah, we could. Well, we could also add, Paul, that with all due respect to you, you may be misinformed on some of these things. Now, look, As a financial advisor, I have recommended many different products over the years because they fit the people's situation. They're right for them. One of the things that I have used, and I don't use them every time, but I do use income annuities for people who want an income that they can't outlive it, because the number one issue with seniors today is outliving their money. And an income annuity is a product that you can never outlive your income. Even if you got every penny out of that annuity that you paid in, they will continue to pay you until you go to the happy hunting ground. Nothing else will do that. And so I own those myself because my wife's a few years younger than me and she needs to eat when I'm to the happy hunting ground. Now, I am not a big fan of variable annuities. I'm talking about a product that is in the fixed annuity family for income annuities. Why do I not like variables? They have very high fees. They'll run anywhere from 3.5% to 7% a year, and they have risk. That's why they're called variable. Your money is taken from the annuity and put into mutual funds. You have a choice of mutual funds. And so between the fees and the annuity and the fees and the mutual fund, it's very difficult to make much money on those products. And by the way, when we're talking about a fixed annuity and it says your money is tied up for a certain period of time, typically our clients will be liquid. And we're defining liquidity in the annuities that we use in a period of 3 to 5 years. You're not locked up and unable to do anything for 10, 20, whatever it happens to be. People get ridiculous ideas about these things. Everybody's situation is different. Some things that you do want to have for a longer range objective. And do I think everybody should have their money in an annuity or in a hedge fund? No, I don't. But for those who have concerns about having an income, listen, I own them. And the reason for it is pretty simple. I don't want to run out of money and don't want my wife to run out of money. So it's like our parents used to tell us, most everything is proper in its right time and place. And now would be the appropriate time and place for me to tell you that if you want more succinct, more detailed answers to these questions that you're asking, it's a very simple process. We invite you simply to pick up your phone, call our toll-free number. Myself or Ted will call you back directly. There's no cookie cutter deal that goes on here. We talk to each person about their situation one-on-one. And if you decide that you'd like to come in and take a look at our operation and sit down and discuss your situation, we're more than happy to do that for you. In fact, we'll even bake some cookies for you. Come on in. It's a very simple thing. We simply will look at where you are today and where you want to go and how much risk you're carrying and what you're paying for the privilege of having that risk or having those investments, and talk about, does that fit your plan for your future, and is it what you thought it was? Oftentimes, you know, it's interesting, folks. Many people don't even know precisely how they're invested. Well, that may be fine, but you wouldn't get to New York on a road trip unless you knew precisely how to get from California to New York. It's the same thing with investing. You won't reach your investment goals unless you have a concise, precise plan that we understand and style directly for your situation. You want to be certain that you're going to reach these retirement goals, because not too easy to find a job when you're 80, 83 years of age and suddenly you're out of money. So give us a call. We'll be glad to visit with you. There's no cost, no obligation. Do not bring your checkbook. We're not going to ask you for a penny. And in fact, we will gift you with a copy of my book when you come in and visit with us.
That book is Your IRA an IOU to the IRS? You'll find it helpful, but the thing you'll find the most helpful is the financial review that you'll get from Bruce and Ted and the team at GPC. 855-677-4040 is the number to call to take advantage of that. 855-677-4040. As Bruce said, it doesn't cost you anything to come in, ask some questions, get a second opinion, and see where you stand. If maybe it's not even a second opinion, maybe it's a first opinion. If you've never gotten that far before, this is your chance, though, to finally get some advice on that portfolio that'll help you out in the long run. 855-677-4040 is the number to call. One more time, 855-677-4040. That's all we have time for today. Bruce, always good talking with you.
Pleasure's mine, John. I appreciate your dulcet tones.
Yes, sir. And we'll talk with you next week right here. Same time, same place on The Retirement Navigator.
Information heard on The Retirement Navigator is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing company. GPC Financial Services founder Bruce Gray has more than 45 years of experience in the financial world and has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. Investment advisory services are offered through Global Financial Private Capital, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.